Darkness is a fact of life. Every night the sun goes down, every morning it comes up again. Light, darkness, it's an inexorable cycle. And the whole point about darkness is you can't see. I mean, sight is arguably one of the most important of our five senses. If you don't believe me, blindfold yourself for 24 hours and just see how you get on. So when darkness creeps in on our lives, as it does from time to time, the problem we have is that we can't see through it. Think back to the last dark patch that you went through in your life. You were sad, you were broken, you were hurt, you were alone, whatever it was. I'm sure you remember it as though it was yesterday. Hey, it could even be that today is a dark day for you. So let me ask you, how well did you make decisions in those dark times? Should I go this way? Should I go that way? Should I chew this or let it pass? Should I choose that or keep away from it because it's going to hurt me or because it's not God's best for me? It's not easy, is it? Even when things don't seem all that dark, the truth is that we're always making decisions with incomplete information. You and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. You and I don't know what other people are thinking and how they're going to react. You and I don't know what God's thinking and what his plans are. But he does want to tell us. He does want to shed light on the situation for us. He does want to guide our steps. And he does that through his word. Psalm 119, verses 104 and 105. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, when you read the Bible, you get God's understanding of what's going on, and you don't want to make the wrong decision. God's word lights up your heart. It becomes, in a very real sense, a lamp for your feet to help you take the next step and the next one after that, and a light to your path to help you look up and see ahead. It's with that light that God wants to light up your heart. It's that light that God wants to throw out at your feet now to help you take that next step. It's that light that God wants to shine on the path ahead to give you some sense of where it's going. Now, he probably won't give you the whole picture, but enough to get you heading in the right direction. He wants to do that for you right now. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.